Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Sunak, dedicating this podcast to you. Welcome to the Brown Load. Brown, officially the colour of this nation.
Oh, yes, that is it. And yeah, I mean, it's the Brown Load take over now. What a momentous, historic day. I mean, you know, let's not play this down. I know we've been all joking and laughing about it, but what a historic, 48 hours, I think.
Yeah, so right now it is Tuesday, early afternoon, evening. So he's been in for a day.
Well, a few hours. He's not even been in yet, has he? Really? Is he official? What? He went and met Charlie today, right?
Yeah, so that's official now. That's official.
Yeah.
So we now have, it goes down in history, one for the books. We now have the first ever South Asian origin.
I mean, let's not be around the bush. Indian.
Yeah.
First, well, I think this is our Barack Obama moment. I mean,
I tell you what, I don't think I need to say it. I reckon Satch's going to do it for me. So, Satch, how do you feel? Do you feel proud? Is this a Barack Obama moment?
No, it's not a Barack Obama moment. It's not because he's the booby prize, is what he is. Rishi Sunak, the way this has all sort of come about,
right,
it's because of other people flopping,
right,
and my man's just, you know, the right man at the right
next time. On the conveyor belt,
exactly, and he just got put in. So I don't think it's a great, he's now the PM and he's the booby prize, and that's
he wasn't
that's
the choice of the public.
It wasn't the choice. Well, he was third choice, really, wasn't he?
Well, not of the public, though, is he? It's the party you were selecting.
That's what I mean. So I don't think it's not like anyone's, like, the public have gone out and voted for him. They haven't.
Right.
It's just a bunch of people that we don't even really know.
Technically, can we just clarify it? Technically, when we vote for a party.
Yeah.
And he is the prime minister of that party. Boris Johnson was the prime minister. So whether it's Boris, Liz, or now Rishi, we have voted for in this country.
Can we have a bit more respect on that name? It's Rishi Bai to you, please.
Oh, well, is it? Because Rishi Bai to us, it could be Rishi Raj. According to the India news channels, they're calling him Rishi Raj. The other thing
what
I saw...
What are you all about, Rishi Raj? Can I explain that?
No, hang on. His name's Rashid.
Rashid, according to Biden. Yeah.
Biden called him Rashi. I don't think he was saying Rashid. It was Rashi. Rashi Sunak.
Can I explain? Because you did message the group going, why is he being called Rishi Raj? What is this middle name of his that they've all of a sudden? But can I just explain that to you, right, on the Indian channels? So you know how you've got the British Raj?
Yeah.
Right. So the British Raj was basically what was ruling over India.
So now it's
the Rishi Raj, because the Raj here is the verb to rule. So it's the Rishi Raj. So, you know, I thought, let the linguistic Kedge, otherwise known as in the group, come to save the day for you two. That's why they're calling it the Rishi. So you had the British Raj, now try the Rishi Raj.
Sounds like a burger.
What, the Rishi Raj? Oh, it could be a good burger, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Or a kebab.
Because it's
shish.
Kebab.
I mean, because of shish, large. Large right. Shish,
yes.
Raji Rish. That could be Cockney rhyming slang. Oi, right. Oi, get your Raji Shish out. Get your Raji Shish, Raji Rishi. They also call, you know, on the headlines of the news story, it says, look at that, battered Britain gets Desi Big Boss. That's what the news channels are running.
What news channel was that? That says Desi.
The India
that's
Today.
An Indian one. I was going to say, yeah.
Bruv, why are you getting your news from there, Tommy?
No, I'll be honest. I flick around the news channels. I took a screenshot of it because I was like, look at that. India are calling Great Britain battered.
Battered Britain.
Well, it is.
Well, we are. And, you know, that's an ongoing series we've got on our podcast, The Broken Britain. But before that, can we just talk about the last sort of 48 hours sort of leading up to this? Because I want to sort of, when did it all start circulating? Because obviously it has been Diwali and the weekend and family getting together and all of this, you know. So the Asian community have been getting together this weekend. And then there was this sort of, I remember sort of Sunday was when I started getting info that, oh, you know, is Boris in the running? Oh, Boris has got 100 names. He's coming back. There was, do you remember?
Yeah, I think that was a blag though. That was a blag.
That was a complete blag.
Full blag, yeah.
But what were the murmurings around the family when you all got together?
Well, it was on Saturday night, I did a news channel, right? So I popped on one of these news channels when I go onto the kind of sofa and you talk about what's going on in the world and all that. They talk about a bit about everything. But one of the things was Boris is now on his way back. How many votes has he got? How many, you know, supporting nominee, whatever they call it, not votes, you know.
Nominations.
Whatever. Yeah. And exactly that. They were kind of going, they did an official count on the news and they went, it's about 52. But they're like, nah, Boris is campaign saying 100. I'm like, my man's even lying about his entry. You know, it's like, even before the re-race has begun, he's lying. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I was on the channel saying, I was going, it's going to be Rishi. It doesn't make no sense. And I actually said, Boris can't run. He has to step down. But look at this. So we've gone Boris, the blonde-haired prime minister.
Yeah.
He's out. He messed up.
Yeah.
Liz Truss, along with Kwasi Kwarteng, white woman with a black man, he's messed up. It's almost like we're going through the ethnicity. They're going to go, oh, man, look, we only got the Asians left now. If this guy messes up, I'm telling you, Jackie Chan's going to get the phone call.
And that like, is it.
Jackie, he's in.
But so we were playing, obviously, because it being Diwali and everything, there was a massive sort of card session happening. And there was a few uncles and family friends all had got together. And honestly, that was the topic of the conversation. It was just dominating. And I don't know about you guys, but did you have one uncle who was the nominated, I know everything that's going on in the political world in England.
Yep. Now I know that uncle because it's you for me, Kedge. You're the guy. Everything that Rishi Sunak related comes out. I mean, today you sent a video. I don't even know how you got your hands on it because it's so classified that I mean, if it went on the news channel, they'd be thinking, "What's this guy doing?" I don't even want to say what it is, but you can.
The first video you can talk about.
Yeah, well, it goes to the mandir in Hare Krishna, and it actually looked like Hare Krishna mandir in Watford, and it looked like you were there, like filming it, because you were so close. You could have been in his ear hole, Kedge. It was that.
Is that new footage or is that old footage now that's coming about of him going to mandir? Because surely he hasn't had time to go to the mandir in the last 24 hours.
Apparently, he was at the mandir this morning to get the blessings before he stepped into the thing. I don't think it's real. I think it was earlier, maybe last year.
I don't think he's. He went to see Charles.
His mum called him. Do you reckon his mum called him and went, "What? Remember, mandir jai." You know, like
maybe they did a little bit of a puja this morning. You know, So they might have. But I had the one uncle around the table who absolutely just dictated the conversation as if he knew everything. He was brilliant. There was one and he was just...
Hold on. You've got a relative that acts like they know everything. Weird.
He was actually... Well, he's an uncle. He's family friend uncle. You know what I mean?
So okay.
He's not blood related, but he dictated...
He could be. Separate birth.
You do know what I mean? But he was like, hold on a minute. We're here to have a bit of fun and Diwali and, you know, and the jokes. But in between every round, there was always about, you know, it was always gems from like about Rishi. What will it mean? What will happen next? Who's going to win? No, Boris is lying. No, this is going to happen. And I just thought it was, I've got to say that, and, you know, and I think we can say this, but in the sense that.
That's the country. That's him saying white people can't say this.
What I'm trying to say is it's for the nation. For the nation, they're just, oh, here we go, another conservative leader, and you know, they've caused the right, you know, cock up with this whole thing, and you know, we've got from Liz to another, you know, let's get the conservatives out, the Tories this and Tories that, right? And I get all of that. I'm not saying that they're good, I'm not saying they're bad, whatever, right? They've messed it up. But all of a sudden, and this becomes the most difficult thing for Asian people in this country, because actually every Asian person is so excited that this has happened. Because if you take away the economic disaster, right, that's happened, right, for an Asian prime minister. Like, this is it now. This is like, that's it. No, as a child growing up, you are allowed to now dream endlessly because this has happened.
I get
it's very exciting being an Asian person, which I don't think translates to white people. Do you know what I mean? They're just seeing it as another fella who's coming.
I get that, but
I've still got the doll out. I've still giving birth feet to everybody. I'm still doing all of that. Because it's Rishi.
You can do that more now, Kedge. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. See, this is exactly like there was a person that came on LBC yesterday, and I think they perfectly summed it up. What? And it was the girl came on and she goes, she's Asian, basically. She goes, she's in Hindu. And she goes, the only thing I see is brown people blindly following him because they don't know what he's doing. But that's it. Because he's a brown fella on TV, that's it. We're in. And I was just like, that is it. Like, that's just fully summed everyone up. Don't get me wrong. It's a great achievement and everything. It really is. It's good to see, you know, a person of any color be a PM in this country. But. Yeah. I just think our lot are just blindly just following. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
It is weird though, isn't it? That emotion is really weird because like I said, English people, white people are not going to be experiencing this. For Asians, it's such a big moment of being excited and all that. But yet you've got, and we're almost sort of detaching it from actually the political side of it all. Do you know what I mean? And we've kind of forgotten that actually, we're in debt. We're covered in hot water bottles and blankets.
Everyone is still saying he's going to fix it. But how do you know that? How do you know that?
That's also because, have you noticed? It's also because he's Desi. That's it. All of a sudden, we trust him. All of a sudden, you think,
he's
going to look after the little,
dangerous
shops.
He's dangerous.
He's going to make poppadoms cheap again. He's going to, bring down the price of coriander. So it's £1 for three bunches. That's what people are expecting.
Yeah. And also, funny you say about how people are reacting. I heard somebody on the radio as well, a different radio station, just saying how proud they were. He goes, I'm a white guy. He goes, I'm from South London. He sounded like you, Satch. From South London, right? I'm 53 years old.
Can't be sad. He was proud of him.
Right? And he goes, can I say how proud I am of my country that we've got now a brown prime minister, an Indian prime minister leading this nation. He goes, and you know what? We've got to remember. He goes, because everyone gives this guy, this is his words, not mine. He goes, everyone gives Rishi a hard time. Oh, he's from a rich family. His wife's a billionaire and his in-laws are billionaire. He goes, he's not. His mum and dad grafted their little chitters off. Yeah. One became a pharmacist. One became a doctor. They built him up. They got him into a good education. And he is where he is because of the British system. His family came over. They lived the dream. They did. They went through the dream. Like, okay, let's better ourselves.
Yeah.
They educate themselves, and that's why he is what he is. Okay, he's married to what's her name? Akshata Murthy. Why doesn't she miss his Sunak, by the way?
Well, you know, when you're like a bit sort of big, sort of super,
when you're billionaires, you don't want to keep that name up.
You're high flying, innit? So you keep that. Everyone knows who you are.
He needs to say, hey, listen. If you're my Woody, you're Sunak now, coming into number 10.
Like Penny Lancaster, she's not Penny Stewart. She's still Penny Lancaster, do you know what I mean? Because she's still a legend in her own right.
Yeah, look, I don't think you can say that to her because you won't get any more pocket money. So
yeah, exactly. She's worth, by the way, she's worth 200 million.
Yeah.
She's got 1% of her dad's business, which is valued at 4.5 billion. And her 1% is said to be worth about 700 million. They got properties in London, Yorkshire, California. She's got a share in Jamie Oliver's restaurants.
They went down the pan, though, didn't they?
No, they're still going, the Jamie Oliver ones. And the family have got a joint venture with Amazon that's worth 900 million.
Can I just say, what's Liz Truss's husband's name?
Akshata.
No one knows her husband's name, and all of a sudden we're digging. This is what I mean, though. Look at the media digging at how much his wife's worth. He's worth. We didn't know what kind of toilet Liz sat on or anything. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, well, hold on a minute. Why didn't we even go there?
You know, he's got like a gumball, like padding on his toilet seat. It's like top end. Top end toilet seat, full on luxury.
Can I just give you some latest breaking news, actually, as well, which you two are not aware of as well, is that that video that we put out on our socials, which has kind of gone gangbusters a little bit. It was resurrected. We thought it would never see the day of light. It was put to bed because we went early with it.
The light of day.
We did
not the day of light.
Yeah. but that as well. But we sort of pre-ejaculated to say so. But yeah.
That video got the biggest fright of his life. A surprise, just as Rishi Sunak did, I think. Basically the same. He was surprised. So was his
what
video.
What happened? What do you mean?
But that video. Well, the breaking news is that it has received the highest honorary ashirwad from Dilair Mehndi.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's liked it.
He's seen it. They've been. Dilair Mehndi's camp has messaged me to say.
Hang on a minute. Any banged up?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
They get mobile phones inside now.
I don't know the ins and outs. But
he's got someone on the in. Kedge's his little secret squirrel. Kedge takes it one feet. Matties.
But I just thought, you know what? I wasn't expecting it, and I got a message, and it was obviously from the camp of the Mehndi camp, and it's had its approval. So I thought, there we go, boys.
Dilair officially approves of the Sunuk Sunuk. And you know what? The Tunuk Tunuk song is known by non-Desis. I would say Tunuk Tunuk is a distant second, but it's a second place song to Knight Rider. In terms of...
So. Well, yeah, because Tunuk
Tunuk... Well, Gala Chashma absolutely... might have overtaken it now.
Gala Chashma, yeah, but Tunuk Tunuk was pretty big on the social platforms, and it was
viral. Yeah, that was because there was those two Australian dudes dancing around the kitchen, remember? Yeah. Doing handstands.
That's why
people know.
Coming back to it, Rishi Sunak, Indian origin prime minister. But I got to say, so coming back to all the people you saying were gassed about it. I see you going, everyone's so gassed. This guy is as British as they come. This guy is a British guy. Yeah, I don't, apart from going, you know, mandir and, you know, a few religious activities, that's his faith. That's not his the way he is. Personality, character wise.
Oh, you mean he doesn't walk around wearing a lungi and...
No, I don't think... Like, I mean, it'd be great if he kind of goes, you know, we're gonna work on a robust plan to get Britain back on track, Hannah. If he did the little Hannah at the end, or you know, threw in a little, you know, or if someone, in the House of Commons, someone says something, and he'll go to Keir Starmer like, huh? What are you talking about? If he drops in little...
He don't need to do that.
But he won't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, he could. He shouldn't.
Like, or if he had a bit of a twang, innit? If he did a bit of
He doesn't have that.
You're not going to believe the budget, innit?
What do you think?
Went to school.
Went to school, innit?
School, innit?
You need to get more kids back in school. and listen, if you mess with me, I come tooled up. Yeah, I come tooled up with my boys.
But what do you think tonight, when he's sitting there in bed, you know, obviously when he's got that little sort of table that goes over his lap and he'll be reading with that little hot flask of chai. But what do you think he's going to be? What do you think they're going to have for dinner tonight? What's he going to say to Akshata? Like, you know, I'm the daddy-o now. Oh, we're the prime minister. What do you think their first meal is going to be like tonight? What's he going to say to his kids, his two daughters? Like, you know, like, because that thing about, you know, like, you know, that saying of who's going to pay for this? Your bop. Well, probably yes now. So that kind of,
Wages won't have changed for him. If anything, it's probably a bit harder, tighter now. Yeah. Because he'll be under full scrutiny. He knows they're going to be, everyone in the media is going to be watching. Analysing.
Yeah, exactly.
Akshata's affairs, his affairs, the father-in-law's affairs.
The kids, everything.
Who's paying what tax, where, and all that. I think the heat is on. But right now...
What do you think they're going to have for dinner tonight? What's his first dinner as Prime Minister?
It would have been a Diwali dinner, wouldn't it? So he kind of got the nod yesterday on Diwali.
Monday. But today, now that he's walked into the office in and out, he's done the speech tonight. What do you think his first dinner would be? Do you think he's going to go Desi?
No, I don't think he's a big eater. I think he's one of them. I think he's a function guy. He's like, I think is he veg? I reckon he's veg.
I'm not sure. My mate saw him in Dishoom once.
But I've been in Dishoom.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat at all.
You're not Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already trying to compare himself to him. God.
No, I'm saying that. You're saying that.
24 hours. No one came over to you, Kedge, and asked for a photo. So behave yourself.
I'm just saying that you could be in the show and be vegetarian and then be...
I know, but it doesn't matter. Look, I think, and again, like, it doesn't... Does it matter what he's going to eat today? He might want toast and tea. I'm sorry.
Go down in his book.
He's just got to get on with it. He needs to shut up and get on with it.
Will he tear his roti, make it into a little cone, put a bit of paneer and peas in there and a bit of dhadi sauce and scoop it up and go, and then let it run through the yogurt, leaving a little dhadi stain, leaving a little curry stain through the yogurt, like a little skid mark in the day. And then yam it down.
I think Charles must have gone, you know what? Let's bring the tax down on bonita, bruv. I love it. I love that dish. Let's sort that out.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, like, obviously, if he does anything that overly sort of benefits desi people, like, one of the big issues in the Indian restaurant scene in the UK is that no one can get chefs over. They changed the rules a few years back. It's really hard to get chefs over now from India. And even, like, the visas for students from India or visas for, like, just get working visas. All that changed, which is why you've seen there hasn't been a massive rise in Indian restaurants. Loads of Turkish restaurants, have you noticed that? Loads of grills, particularly around where I live, because they can get the stuff. My point is, if he just suddenly lets in all the desi chefs,
beautiful.
Look at Kedge. Beautiful. No, he can't.
He can't do that. And he can't be doing that. And I'm
your
sorry.
Your judge can get in. Your judge who ain't got a passport or whatever it is, Tommy, he'll be able to get in now.
He can't. He's not allowed. None of these people are allowed here, mate.
So Saj obviously sounds still very quite angry. And he doesn't feel
It's not angry. I wouldn't say angry.
It doesn't feel like you've thawed, like, you know, with the whole Diwali sort of atmosphere, Saj.
No, it's just...
Have you not been feeling Diwali still? Because I know you're moaning that it doesn't feel like Diwali.
There's still no Diwali-ness in me at the moment. It's been, do you know what? It's a bit of a weird one. Number one, it's on a Monday. Monday's a very busy day in terms of work, and someone took a day off, Kedge. So I was doing.
Absolutely. I took a day off.
You took Diwali off?
Yeah.
Kedge took Diwali off.
Yeah, well, I've got to, you know, as a representative of the diversity group.
It's been busy, like, there's no diversity group. You ain't part of no group, bro.
I am.
He also took Eid off as well. So he's just rinsing it. He's just trying to take away.
I've been off all month for
but like, it's just, I don't think it's hit me. Usually we always have the big Diwali shindig at my house.
Right.
We've not had that this year. And I don't think we are because.
That's why.
I'm just busy.
But why did you not have the shindig, like, say, Saturday night, Sunday night?
Because I've been working and we're in that busy time of the year where it's like, we'll cross over with Halloween. People are still getting married and all of these kind of events and blah, 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 blah. It's just like one big blur. I'm going from event to event at the moment.
Well, how was your Diwali, Tommy, for you guys?
Okay. I got a confession here. And I've kind of half confessed this before over the years. The Sandu house had never really gone to town for Diwali. My memories of Diwali, going back to when I was a kid, was when my cousin came over drunk. He's 10 years older than me. I was about 12. And he was drinking with my dad, and then he lit some fireworks in the garden and nearly set himself on fire. So I remember that as a kid. And I just remember, like, my mum just lighting a candle, putting it in the kitchen, having a little prayer. She had a chunni on, you know, so I knew she was doing a little prayer.
Yeah.
And that was it. But my dad, you know, if I'm honest, sorry, Dad, I know he listens to the podcast. And every time I go around his house, the podcast is on. Because I'm like, you know when you go, I can hear Kedge. And it's from the laptop.
Why does he put it on when you're there? That's weird.
When I've gone round and he's working from home. It's on the laptop, so he just has it. And I'm like, you know, you look around and think, what can I? Oh, and I went, you're going to the podcast, so he does listen.
But it's all over the house, like it's full blast.
It's full volume.
One day you're going to go around there and Kedge is sitting in the living room. Then what? I can see him now.
Exactly. I can hear him in the toilet. But my point is, my dad's not that religious. He's not one for like, oh, so you must do this now. It's a religious thing.
Right.
More like, look, be a good person. Practical. And that's the end of it.
I think for me, Diwali's always been like the big get together. And it's just not happened this year. Like, you know, it's just
Is there any plans of it happening in the foreseeable
future? No, like, there's just, like, for example, a lot of people that usually come around on Diwali away on holiday. Like, everyone's just busy. So we've not actually had the time to do the big Diwali shindig, and I don't think it's gonna happen. And do you know what made me even more kind of depressed yesterday? So obviously it was Diwali, and I was looking, I was like, well, this year we didn't even get any fireworks, so there's no fireworks happening in our house. And I thought,
why not? You normally go on the fireworks run.
I know, but that's what I mean. We've not even had the shindig to have.
I feel gutted for both of you.
I was like, 5th of November, who's doing fireworks, like, in the local area? Do you know, like, the count. But all the councils have cancelled it.
Yeah, they've all cancelled it. Yeah, yeah. So all the Mondays and everyone cancelled fireworks this year as well.
There's no fireworks happening nowhere near me.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
We got two firework dudes near us. They're sold out. I can't get tickets.
Yeah, because I think there's very few and far between
I saw one in Battersea Park, which I know that always happens, a massive one. And I see Alexandra Palace is doing a big one. And I'm like, God, that's not my doorstep. There's two, like, there's one in Crystal Palace that I usually go to, and there's one in Blackheath, and neither of them are happening.
I was on firework duty. I was on firework duty, lighting them all yesterday. So yeah, love that. Loved it.
And basically, are fireworks at home still any good? Is this? Still...
Oh mate, they're good. They're good. But yesterday we had this one box and it just went a dum doom daraka for ages. It was just like a proper show. It was like da 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 da. It was like loud and it was like, you know, like the big star mushroom you get at the top. It was brilliant. I mean, I don't know. I think I've been celebrating Diwali for both of you as well. But I
big
thought
star mushroom. What are you?
Like it's a star mushroom. It's like it looks like a mushroom at the top, isn't it? The mushroom top kind of thing.
I know what you mean.
Like a mushroom head. Like a mushroom head.
When you have a magic mushroom, that's what it looks
like. Yeah, it sounds like they've got some other recipe going for food. What was the spread like, Kedge? What was the Diwali spread
Well,
like?
I sent you the photos of the spread, and that was just sort of the afternoon. That was the first afternoon session. But the problem there, and this is why, again, Diwali was a bit of a slightly stressed-filled one. It was because the cricket was on in the morning on the Sunday. Hmm. And so everyone was like, well, you know, let's not celebrate Diwali yet. Let's watch the cricket. And then at one point, Pakistan were like playing really well, and it was probably going to be over 85 from 45. Yeah. You know, you're an Indian.
Wasn't going to happen.
I'd kind of lost interest, and then everyone stopped eating. No one was going to get the food, and then it was stress. Everyone said, "Right, I'm not eating. I'm not moving. I'm not drinking this." And then, dun dun, India won, and then it was the big feast starting. Yeah, but man, it was like that could have been a game changer as well if that hadn't gone down well. So there we are. But then,
so in that respect, it's been. Think about the weekend. It's been so it came right down. Probably one of the greatest down to the wire games of cricket.
Incredible game
ever.
Incredible.
Just because of that wide ball and the no ball and the high ball at the end and all.
Everything happened in that last over.
To be fair, you only really needed to switch on for that last, I'd say, over or last two overs.
It was great. It was so that mixed with the fact that it was Diwali, mixed with the fact that we've got our first brown prime minister. This is teeing up to be a great week. And also, can I just say, you know, on that level, we can't imagine, you know, being a. Like, I actually remember saying the line to myself, "There won't be a brown prime minister, not in my lifetime." I mean, the chances are so low. And the fact that we get to witness this, and I remember seeing Margaret Thatcher on an interview years ago. They play the clips up. You can go find it online. And she said, "I don't think there'll be a female prime minister in my time." And she said it.
Wow.
She said it. So there's me saying, "I don't think there's going to be a brown prime minister." And here we are. But I think what this does, what Margaret Thatcher would have done for women in politics, this will do for people of colour in politics. Same way Barack did something in politics. It's just seeing it. So good times. Unless you know what I feel like now is,
yes,
let's just blooming well hope he does the job. That's what it kind of, his color doesn't really sort of matter, his gender doesn't really matter.
No, exactly.
Now, like, right,
I think what you said is what you basically summed up there is quite nicely is that it's given Desi's just a little reason to smile. And there's a really nice story I came across about smiling this week as well. And that was apparently that it's actually a smile is as infectious as laughter. Satch, not smiling like that. That looks very creepy. That looks like the smile from that film, the scary film Smile. Basically...
It's hard. I find it hard to smile, you know that.
I can tell from the way you've been talking today.
No, but it's just... Do you know what? I genuinely have to be made to laugh, to smile. Like, I can't just put it on to be like...
God, that's scary, Satch. You know that is scary. If that, people can see that, Jesus. Right, so another
rule. It's a fake smile. Make me laugh and I'll smile.
Don't get him to smile, Jesus. Oh my God, that was terrifying.
But you know what?
I find it weird that people can just smile on demand.
You're right. Satch is not a smiler, but he's a laugher. He's a giggler.
I'm a laugher, yeah.
He'll laugh, but he don't go, "Hello, how are you? All right."
You know what I mean? I just wouldn't do that. So, if you came up to me and said something funny, I'd laugh. And
you see, Satch, now, when you're talking and you're like, you know, sort of semi-smiling, it's very contagious. And apparently, they've now got actual research on this, that apparently every time you smile, it will pass on to three people. So it will pass on. It's actually very contagious. There was like 2,000 Brits who were polled. And they just said, you know what? When they saw a smile from somebody else, it brightened up their day. And I just thought, you know what? Let's take more of this forward as well, because I think, you know, as a nation, we don't smile a lot. And this was, I think this survey was commissioned by like Belvita or something. And also they said that actually, when
they make biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the biscuits. Breakfast biscuits. Smile. And what they said is, if they said that apparently, if they said that 62% of these people said that smiling, smiling left them feeling more confident. And 61% said it boosts their positivity. And I thought, you know what? Let's do more of this. And I actually read this and then I put it into practice yesterday. I was in a car park and I was looking for a car parking space. It was very busy, so I had to go around a couple of times. And then this woman came in the opposite direction, illegal maneuver, squeezed past in front of me to take that one space. That would have been my space because I was following the rules.
Yep. So what happened?
And everyone in the car was like, oh, you see, there were swear words in Gujarati, all of this kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? The usual words that I was said in Gujarati. No, it's the one that gets said the most is the word for a female monkey.
My mum used to call my sister that all the time. Yeah. Why can't we say it? Why did you say it like that?
I don't know. Is it rude? I don't think it's rude. I can say it. Yeah.
Bandri.
Yeah, or in Gujarati it's Vandri.
Vand is to give out. But if you were giving out monkeys, female monkeys, it'd be Vandri Vandri. Vandri Vandri. I don't know.
So she did that, Bindas. She wasn't looking, because what it is, I went right close up to her and I just waited for her to reverse into the space and everything.
That's not creepy.
Was it just Vandri or Sali Vandri?
Well, as I said, there was many other extra words added, descriptive words added to that as well.
Okay, before and after.
Yeah, but then the thing is, I started getting a little bit of the flack. It's like, oh, kid, see, you didn't move fast enough. You didn't go. Yeah. I'm like, leh.
Did someone call you a Vandro?
No, well, I might have been. But the thing was,
Vandriver.
I stopped there. And then when she parked up, I just looked at her. I just looked at her and I smiled.
Yeah,
and everyone was like, what are you doing? I said, it's okay. She did that maneuver. She got a car park space. Yeah. I'll get one as well. But I smiled at her and she didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
and
then, no, Kedge, that was a sarcastic, angry smile.
So
It wasn't a happy smile. That was a you're a prick smile.
Yeah.
No.
It was. I know when Kitch does that.
Because I smiled, I went around the corner and I got a space. There we go.
I bet you he did this smile.
Go on.
Yeah, it's a stupid smile. That's what I mean.
It wasn't a sarcastic smile. It was.
Like, pure. Happy with yourself smile?
Because, I mean, realistically, look, if you go around, let's say if you're on a bus or a train, and you start smiling at people, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, I smile more now.
Oh, no, I smile at a lot of people. I get blank.
I don't care now. I just don't. 3 out of 10 times. What are we going to do? What's going to happen? Just smile. And then, you know what? It might just, sometimes they might be having a bad day or something, feeling a bit low. And it's just like, oh, you smiled at me. That's nice. Cool.
Yeah. I found in the last week, I think I've struck up a few more conversations than normal with random people. Yeah. Just because I've been traveling. I went up to Newcastle, went out and about, you know, here and there. And for talking about smiling, I've got a bit of smile confidence as well, Kedge. Because I went dentist today and my teeth properly clean.
Oh, that feels good, doesn't it?
I haven't had that proper hygienist clean for like 3 years since pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
And you realize I was scared. And I realized I was scared.
At what?
Just sitting in the chair, knowing that she's going to be like going full on with the little wee, wee, really? Wee, right? Because I started doing nervous talking. I was talking and rambling. And like,
you can't talk when they've got all that stuff in your mouth. What were you talking?
No, before then. I could tell where I was being. I was then, because, you know, my wife comes in.
Yeah, and they came with kids last week.
And I thought, what am I doing? Like, I can feel that my heart's going. Mm. And then actually, while she was moving around.
He crapped himself.
I was gripping the sides of the thing.
Oh, my God.
I've never had an issue with a dentist before, but I suddenly got a little dentist complex.
Did they... give you a lollipop at the end.
Yeah, they did give you a sticker. I was brave.
Yeah, she said, I'll see you in 6 months. I said, all right, it was the second date. So it's all right, it's good. So I'm in. I'm going to go back again. But I'm just saying, the smile is important. And I'm with you. I think if you smile, it helps.
Speaking of you being on your travels, as you just said, I came across a story this week and it was about a lady. It was actually in the paper. And it was about a lady who was on a train. She booked a journey from London to Edinburgh and she booked a seat in first class because she thought, oh, you know, first class, you know, it's a long journey. Need to sit down, need to book a certain seat where I get a table. blah 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 blah. And you kind of need to reserve these things. You need to be on it. You can't just chance it and then be like, oh yeah, you know, I need this certain seat if you're going to do work.
Even you if you pay for it,
You need to be prepared. I think if you're going to do a long journey like that. And so basically, she got on the train. The train was completely packed, and it just so happened that the actual seat that she booked was it was one of those priority seats where, you know, someone who needs it can kind of come and sit in that seat as well. So the lady got on who was disabled and she didn't have a seat, and she basically wanted to sit in that priority seat.
Right.
So they kind of got into a bit of a tiff. It was just like, well, I've kind of paid for this seat and, you know, I'm here to work and I've got this long journey.
So the disabled lady went to the lady who'd paid for her fare and says, yeah, can I have this seat?
Yeah, she basically just pointed above the seat saying,
this is a disabled seat.
Basically, yeah. And she was just like, well, I'll book this. So then anyway, the conductor came over and then he basically goes, well, the only other sort of alternative is for the lady who booked the seat to move down into standard class.
Right.
Kind of sit over there.
Okay.
And she kind of stuck to her guns, and I was thinking about it, and I was just like, what would I do in that situation? What would you do?
Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind in that scenario.
Whoa. And I thought Tommy's probably the best person to ask because he's on a train every other day.
And so there are things, for example, okay, there are, I don't want to discuss these because we could be for a long time talking about train reservations and the systems in place and where people put their bags.
This is a tough situation. There's a lot to say.
I mean, ever since I got arrested on a train, I've stopped taking them.
Yeah. Can I just, breaking news, because this thing's happened live.
Here we go.
Dylan Mendy has retweeted the video.
Okay, look at that. You get Twitter in prison. All right. That's nice. I didn't know if there's Wi-Fi in jail, but there obviously is.
Clearly there is.
Maybe, you know, he might have employed somebody to look after his social media. Yeah. Carry on.
So in which case, please, can you have a factual correction that somebody from Dylan Mendy's camp is retweeting while he's back? So while my man's eating like porridge, right, and nothing else, someone else kind of going, hey, by the way, your song's going viral.
Kids are sitting in London retweeting it.
In the funny side.
Okay, so back to the story.
By the way, if Rishi gets him out now because he has a word with someone, goes away. Yeah, maybe that'll be something. Anyway, my point was, I've been on trains when it's been absolutely rammed. They've gone, sorry, all of the reservations system has crashed.
Yeah.
So there's no reservations now.
Yeah.
Right. And if you then you've got people walking up to their chairs because they're walking up 2 minutes before the train goes. Yeah. Someone's sitting in it. He goes, this is my seat.
Oh, but that's a whole new palaver.
Yeah, right.
That is.
I see the confrontations going on. Yes. I also see the fact that, like, you know, people who haven't got a reserve seat, and because I travel so much because of stand-up shows and corporates and all that, I reserve exactly that. Table seat with a plug facing forward. That's my thing.
So right? if you were in this situation, what would you do?
I would have, because me being me, I would have just given it up and gone sat in the economy because of a disabled person. I would have. If it's a disabled person, I can't.
It's a hard one though, isn't it? It's a hard one. Because you've paid for it. You're entitled to it, so therefore, why should you?
You're right.
It's a difficult one because
she came across a bit rude. She was just pointing at the sign. It wasn't like a by the way, you know.
I think you're right, Saj. I think it's how this exchange goes.
That's what I mean. If she was rude about it, then I don't think I'd move either.
You sound like you've been in a situation like this before.
Me, I have been in a situation like this before. It was actually on a plane. And basically, because I fly so much, I know, like, you know, you can check the sort of seating plan on planes before you fly and see how busy the flight is. And sometimes I know when it's going to be packed. And if it's going to be packed, I book an aisle seat because I know that I don't want to be stuck in the window or in.
Agreed.
If I'm traveling alone, I don't want to be in the window. I don't want to be in the middle. So once at one point I sat in the aisle, I booked the seat, I paid whatever it was, 30, 40 quid to extra, sit in the aisle. Extra to be in that seat because I was like, I have to have my laptop open in front of me. I need the space. Do you see what I mean?
Correct.
I can't be sitting in the middle. I had to do some work. So anyway, booked it. And there was a lady sitting next to me and her husband was sitting in the row in front, also in the middle.
Right.
So they obviously wanted to sit together.
Okay.
And they asked me and I was just like, well, no, like,
oh,
you should have booked your seat. Was I the bad guy for doing that?
See, a lot of people do this, I think, because if there are couples or friends, they go, well, you know, we're a couple. They're not going to say no. We'll just swap on the day because they want to save that 15 quid, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe. And also, but I don't think they take in the fact, like, the I'll see element. Like, okay, I remember, I think I've definitely said this story.
I hate sitting in the middle. So did you swap?
Right.
Me?
No, you won't swap.
Did you swap?
No. To be fair, I got speaking to her, and she was actually really cool. She was just like, no, it's totally fine, get it. Like, she could see I was sitting there doing work. Like, I think
if you justify and go, look, mate, I've paid an extra. Look, if you want to pay me that difference.
Yeah, no, she knew.
I don't even think it's about the money. I think he's booked the RC because he goes, look, I need the RC. I'm going to be getting in and out or whatever. I need a bit more space to work, whatever, because I'm typing away. I can't be crammed in there. I'm a big guy. I won't fit, you know, things like that. There was a guy that came onto the plane. I remember, he's an Indian guy, and it looked like a comedy sketch. I swear I'm on some prank, because he had like a bright red jacket, bright blue cap, like green jeans. It was like he was out of a, like, Galhorna Hall background dancer, you know, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai background dancer, you know, right. Where they're doing that street dance, and they're all a bit brightly coloured. Anyway, he comes out and he said, and he was causing a right faff getting into his seat, and he was in a row of four, but he's one in. And I'm behind him on the aisle, and he turns and he goes, excuse me, right, making a real fat. So everyone looks around and sees, right? And I take my headphones out, I go, yeah?
Yeah.
And he goes, can I please? And just pointed at the seat. I went, what? Can you please, what? And he went, and you know, I'm like genuinely a bit confused. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah.
And he went, can I have your seat?
What?
And I went, what for?
No.
Like, I'm confused. I'm like,
yeah,
for what? And he went, you take mine. I went, you know, you look at him and think, you're in a, like, you're sandwiched between two people.
Yeah.
I'm on the aisle end. That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
And I went, no. Why? What makes you think I do? Like, why?
I guess the moral of the story is, if you don't ask, you don't get. And yeah, I think you've got to ask.
Can I be honest? But I think cheeky you, Indians. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, and
cheeky
I think
Indians will just try.
No. Don't lump that all on the Indian population.
It is. It fully is, Ken. You know that as well.
Because Indians are triers. Why not? Hey, ask for the discount. See
well,
what?
If we didn't try, we wouldn't have a prime minister, would we?
Yeah, true.
So there
I am. I mean, I've done it before on the plane where I've been sitting in the aisle and then I've moved because, like, you know, a couple have been put two, three seats away. But then I've always swapped my seat for like another aisle seat or like another correct. Or like a, yeah, do you know, like a exit same for seat same. Or something
same
like
for
that.
Same.
It's got to be same for same. You can't be downgraded.
No,
not on a 7-8 hour flight. You can't be doing that.
No. And I want to just add it. The worst thing happened last week when a woman. I saw an old couple sat there and I thought, great, I'll sit next to them. They were on a table of four. My chair was next to the guy. And as soon as I sat down and I looked at the seat number, she went, oh, is this you? And I went, yeah. And I'd already said it, like, this is my seat. And I sat down. I sat into what was a mushroom cloud, a napalm bomb of tuna salad.
Oh.
She was eating a tuna Nispas salad, right? Bruv. I don't like fish, okay? I only like cod and chips, and I like some sushi, but I can't, like, I've never had tuna steak in my life. I've never had tuna mayonnaise in my life.
I love
it
tuna.
It stinks like the inside of someone's bumhole. It's so horrible. I hate it. I hate it. Like, it's vomit worthy. And I sit down, and I look at her, and I was so upset, because I was like, what makes you think you can eat tuna mayonnaise Nicoise salad on a train? You're selfish. If I pulled out like smelly mouli pronte, like, I'd say, oh, that's pretty out of order, because mouli's known to stink.
Yeah.
Right.
Pongs.
Right. She. I think tuna is one worse than mouli.
No, no way, bro. What
yes,
it is. Not at all, man.
Tuna is one worse than keema.
Lovely.
Keema don't smell. Keema smells.
Oh my god, keema makes I get migraine from that. It makes my head spin.
There's anyway, nothing wrong with tuna, keema, or mouli.
Yeah,
actually, mouli stinks a bit.
Then that tuna, and then I thought, I can't. What do I do now? I can't get up and move because they're going to know that there's an issue. And also, I put my bag above now. I put it in the little thing. I've got to take it all down, get myself back out. I'm not, oh man. I'd say
put a mask on.
Smells worse than a bud. It's worse than a bud.
Wow. Wow. That's big. Right. Things we learned this week.
Actually, can I go in with an early things I've learned?
No, actually, Tommy, you're not allowed to say anything this week for things we learned because we know what you learned, and that was Instagram stories and how they function.
No, that's not true. I know how Instagram stories work. What? Go on, explain yourself.
Well, no, you got the problem with it.
I ain't got a problem with it.
You had a problem with it yesterday.
So for the people who don't, I think we need to have this conversation. So basically, we put the Sunuk video up on Reels, and that means basically appears on your grid, and then it was shared to our stories. But what you do is I put that Diwali sticker on it.
Yes.
Right. So that you appear on the Diwali stories as well, because yes, that's what that's the basic thing if you want to appear in other stories as well. And then what I did is I increased the size of it so it was covering the video.
Yes.
The entire video.
Why would you do that, Kedge?
Tommy's reaction was exactly that.
Okay, let me rewind back. So this is what's happened, right? So firstly, the Brownload Instagram, Kedge pretty much looks after. Good Kedge and Satch, right? They edit stuff.
Don't say too much of the strategies that I told you.
No. I'm looking, strategies, I like that. Like, you're so genius. Look at him. This is what I mean. The guy believes his own hype so much. Don't give away the strategy. Oh, what? You mean posting stuff on the internet? Oh, don't give away the strategy that you've got. He's gone to the Metaverse office once, and now he's with Zuckerberg. Oh, my God. Anyway, you did Brownload, and we said, oh, okay, yeah, we'll do it as a collab post. So I do it on you're gonna tag me in it so I can share it on my Instagram. I'm aware of that. I've done that before.
He's cool. Done that.
I said, hey, Kedge, just in case the video gets shared like 10,000 times in a day, which, by the way, it has. Yeah. It's been viewed 10,000 times since yesterday. In case it does, should we have the Brownload logo on there so we can see? He went, nah. Social media don't like logos. They put it lower down in the algorithm and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Correct. Like, okay, that is true.
Right? Okay. So he says. So now you both say, right? honestly, you're like Liz Truss here. And I'm like, well, if that's what you say is a policy, I'll back it. And what, right?
So then Kedge Teng.
And then, I don't know why, because I was looking, what it was, I was getting all the notification, but all the likes and the comments and the likes and the comments. Yeah. So my phone was going bing, 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 bing. Like, and somehow I opened up the post that you put on your reel. So this is different to mine.
Yeah, on the brown then.
When you wear a sticker, when I got a sticker as a kid, it would fit on my shoulder, or on my little chest, on my lapel, that area. You didn't put a sticker, you put a sheet over the post.
That was the whole point.
So you can't see the video?
That's the whole point.
How's that the point? I'll tell you what, I'll go to the cinema, I'll blindfold myself. When I watch the next Marvel movie, I'll wear a blindfold so I can't see nothing.
It's like trying to explain it to... if you're explaining this to your dad, Kedge, I think this is the same.
This is how the conversation...
I went to a lap dancing club. I was just listening to the lap dance. I didn't actually put a sticker over them, and I didn't look at any of the girls.
I don't even know where to go on, Kedge. Break it down for
him. So it's just a little how do you call it? Like a little way to hook people in to your story. Because you want the view on your reel. So what you do is they will click, so you hide it, so they press it, so then it takes them to the video, and that registers as a play, and then they can see the full thing. So it's like a promotion tool. The story is now used as a promoting thing. So a lot of times you get a lot of makeup artists who will show the picture of plain Tommy Sandu, and then they will have a picture of Tommy Sandu all made up and tied up looking sexy, but they would cover it and going, tap the reel to see Tommy Sandu looking sexy. So then you're intrigued.
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. Right. So you've decorated a Diwali thing.
Right.
Okay. Tap it. So, right. So then I looked at it. I thought, I've got to tap this big. Because literally the whole screen is covered with this picture of a lamp. Right. So you tap it and a little notification pops up and it
painful.
Says,
this is
happy
painful.
Diwali. Happy Diwali.
Well, you're tapping the wrong thing. You're tapping the wrong thing.
Oh, does it? Are you saying it goes when you tap it? Then it
tap the video and it will just pop up.
It goes view reel.
Yes.
No, okay, I'm talking about when the video's going to be playing. When
next
the video's
time,
playing,
we'll show you.
It's got the lamp over it. Anyway, my point is...
honestly, I couldn't stop laughing.
My point is, I don't get why you'd make a video and then cover it up to get people engaged in it. No,
because
just let them watch it.
No, because you can't watch it on your story. It doesn't register. Well, then you understand it's not a number.
Well, then you're creating problems for the sake of it.
Don't speak to Meta. I think you should go to the office next week.
Yeah, next time I'll send Tommy then.
I'm leaving Kedge to be the Meta. I'm staying out of it. I'm going to be the arch nemesis of the Metaverse. I'm going to be there like to crush the metaverse.
I mean, you know, when it's like Christmas or Diwali, there's always like a family bust up. This was last night.
It was last night. It was a massive bust up.
But I was just going, I don't get it. You can't see the video. And Kedge went, that's the point.
I want a little insight.
The point into is what we're talking about.
This is what happens. This is what happens.
I stayed out of it. I said to Kedge, I was like, I'm not even gonna. I didn't even respond.
No, I know. I was staying with robotics.
What they said to me yesterday, the point is to not see the video, to increase the interaction. I went, that is the dumbest thing I've heard. That's the most...
You sound like your dad, Tommy.
Yeah, maybe.
No, even, I bet his dad would know how to use Instagram.
Yeah, maybe he does. Okay, who's going to kick it off? Come on.
No, I'm going to go with staying with the internet and robots and AI and all of that. You know that sometimes when you're like clicking on certain websites and you have to go through a few security checks, and so you get that thing where it says, please click here to, you know, where it says, I am not a robot. Have you seen?
Yes. Yeah. You've got to click the box.
Right. So, I mean, it's weird, like, because obviously, you know, now that we know that AI has become so intelligent, it can you know, clone people's thoughts and
songs
and all of that. And then all of a sudden, you get that moment on your computer and you think, hold on a minute, you're telling me what? A robot can't just click that box. Do you know what I mean? Like, if there was, like, that's quite basic, isn't it? If you think about it, right? Or like, you know, even counting how many trees are in this picture, a robot could probably do that. But yet, we still have this thing in 2022 about move the mouse to click that thing. Do you know what it actually does? Do we still have that?
I think I do, but I'm going to let you tell me.
I was absolutely in awe of this explanation, and I just thought, this is absolutely incredible. The thing is, it's not about ticking the box. That's the thing.
It's the time it takes you. It's reading you, isn't it?
Well, almost. It's not necessarily the time, but it's the movement of your mouse.
Right.
And how it moves, they can tell if that is a human running it or if it's a machine running it. Sorry, that is ridiculous.
Not necessarily.
Makes sense.
Well, no, of course it makes sense. But also, when you tick that box, you're basically giving it permission to quickly check your history of the last few websites you've seen.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it can go, oh, is this? Maybe if it's a robot, it hasn't browsed anything, right? And if it's a human, you know, there might be, I don't know, where is Dalai Mendi, or you know, who is UK's next prime minister? Something like that would appear in the history.
Why are the Diwali images so big on Instagram reels?
What is the point of hiding your story?
Video. Yeah.
So that's what it does. And I was like, oh my God, because all of a sudden it feels like we're giving a lot of information and permission for these people to access. Are we actually being told about that? And are we actually, is that okay? You know, GDPR rules and all of that. Is this cool? Mm. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, it can, from the movement, it can tell it's a human or a robot. That's fine. But, you know, I just thought maybe we need to just have a look at this. Slightly spooky, but hey, I mean, what's not anymore?
I mean, what are you hiding anyway, Kedge? What sites are you doing?
No. But what I'm saying is that you just be careful now, you know, with your history, because it will check what you're doing.
You can check whatever you want, mate. Go for it.
I'm with you on that one, Satch. I'm all for, you know, when people say, oh, you know, it's going to read you and then it's going to know your next move. And it's and I've spoken about it, like, oh, they you know, when you're having a conversation about, I don't know, oh, we want to go to Bali. And then all of a sudden you go into your phone and there's an advert for Bali, you know, on there or whatever. And you think, oh man, the phones are listening. I'm all right with them listening.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I don't care. I actually quite enjoy it.
What are you going to do?
Well, sometimes
it's annoying when you're talking about something that you don't want and then that shows up. Do you know what I mean? That's annoying.
Yeah, but it won't show up. It's not like going to go, oh man, I tell you what, that ex-girlfriend did my head in.
It doesn't angle right. Pictures of Sita.
No, but it's just like, I don't know, say if you're talking about a product that you're not going to ever have. Like, for example, I was talking to my brother about something to do with like niece's school uniform or something like that. Right. Yeah. Came up in my, and I'm just like, well, that's got nothing to do with me. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't, stuff like that is a bit weird.
Yeah, you don't need that.
At least know what I want.
Okay. I've got one. So two things, firstly. So I was going to say this earlier on, so I'm going to finish that off. And that is because I was looking into Rishi Sunak, Prime Minister, what goes... And because I was looking into actually what does he need to do? And I don't fully understand all this, the tax stuff and non-dom tax. So I type in tax and news. And this story came up, which I thought was quite interesting. And I don't know if we've touched on it because it's about a week old. And that's a fart tax in New Zealand. Did we mention this? The New Zealand are going to implement a fart tax on how much methane is created by farmers' animals. So if you've got this massive space and there's bud coming out of your cows left, right and centre, then you're doing more damage and then you pay a tax accordingly. And I'm like, they start with the animals and they're going to move to the humans. And it's going to be like, right, Kedge, you've been plant-based or vegetarian for all your life.
And actually, they can calculate an average...
Yeah, how much have you contributed? And me as a meat eater, how much have I contributed? Oh, and then you're going to get taxed accordingly. Yeah. But anyway, there's a genuine fart tax being proposed in New Zealand. Yeah. But that's not the thing. My fun thing I learned this week, which is one really for you, Satch, because you're an Android Samsung phone lover.
Third world, the level of research that
Samsung put into their phones.
Yeah.
Samsung have actually got bum-shaped robots that test out putting the phone in a back pocket and sitting on it. They've got an electric motorized jitter robot.
Who puts their phone in the back pocket? People do, man.
I know about it. You go, oh, you know, the phone's disappeared. it's the Pro Max as well.
So the bum robot.
Yeah, there's a bum robot. Samsung have got a jitter robot. Go on in.
The thing I've learned is about the fashion brand Zara. Everyone goes to Zara. Everyone knows what the shop is all about. Yeah. And the thing I found out this week was how we pronounce it. Because Zara. We've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Zara. It's not Zara.
Is it Zara? No, it's not Zara.
Zara.
It's not that. You're never going to guess what how you're meant to say.
Zara.
No, definitely not. It was basically made in the 1970s in Spain. I can't even say the place name. Artexio. And basically, the Z is meant to be pronounced with a TH. And the R is meant to be said as a D, which I didn't understand.
So how would you spell it out phonetically? So what's the spelling?
If I was to spell it, it's T-S-A-H.
Yeah.
Sa.
Yeah.
And then the second part of it, Sa. Yeah. And the second part is D-A-H. So Sada.
Sada. It belongs to us.
Basically, if you ever say you're going Zara again, you got to say Sada. We're going to Sada.
I'm going to go get Sada clothes like here.
Sada.
I bet it's more Sada, like that. I bet they do a softer D. Sada.
Mate, Malkit Singh needs his own range.
Oh, yes. They need to do a Malkit Singh range now.
I couldn't think of the Malkit song. I was like, what's song about? Yeah.
So basically, it's a Spanish Punjabi cross brand thing, this, isn't it? Sada. Yeah. Sada means for everybody. That's maybe what they're thinking about. The clothing for everything. Yeah. Everybody.
Never say Zara again because you got it wrong.
Sada.
And very quickly, should I give you one more fashion? Yeah. Very quickly. ASOS, what does it stand for? Does anyone know?
Ain't got a clue.
I do. As seen on screen.
Oh, look at that.
How did you know that?
They started out, that's what they were. It was like, oh, you might have seen these clothes on screen. Like, oh, and then it's just ventured off. Like,
I never knew that.
There you go. Don't worry, man. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for the bakwas. I'm here for the Instagram reels. Nothing. ASOS. Tada, no
problem. Stay away. Stay away from Instagram.
Tuna mayonnaise? What else do you need? That's my levels of expertise. Boys, seriously, we haven't said it properly to each other. Happy Diwali to
Happy Diwali to everybody who's listening.
And I know we are all quite excited about what this now new year brings. Rishi, there's plans for us for next year. There's new things lined up.
It's exciting. Like,
roll on Christmas, roll on 23. Let's make it a good one. So happy Diwali to everyone listening right now. Your families, your friends, your neighbours. Just keep smiling and get yourself through it all. We'll all be fine in the end. I promise you. We'll all be okay for Christmas. It'll all be rosy. So Rishi.
This is like you're ending the podcast forever.
Isn't it? Yeah, God. See you next week, bruv. No. Do you know what? Like, I'm going to record this thing because we'll see what the state is in a week's time. Everything seems to change very quickly.
I'm going to back it. I'm going to back my brown boy. There's a brown boy in the seat. Tra la 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 la. There's a brown boy in the seat. And he's going to sort it out. He's going to sort it out. So that's it. So we're all fine. Mark my words. This time next year, we'll all be millionaires. Hey. Everyone. All right. Have a good one. Cheers, boys. Catch you next week.
Laters.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.